This is Sergeant Flynn's day off. I imagine you can find him at the racetrack with Sergeant O'Shea. You're welcome.
You're waiting for me.
Oh, that's another drink you owe me, Sarge. That nag you picked didn't even make the back stretch.
Yeah, that flea-bitten skate you picked wouldn't bring 2 bits at a glue factory.
Well, he won the race, didn't he? Come on, pay up, Sarge.
Okay, where do we get that in? I want to see the big race.
Yeah, the handicap isn't on until the 7th. We'll have time to go to Eddie's and get back with him.
Okay, Mike, either way. But if we miss the big race, there'll be one son of Ireland who'll show up to police duty tomorrow with a bump on his head.
And if I do, it'll be because I walked into our door, you big leather-necked mick. Come on. Hey, is that guy over there trying to attract your attention?
Where? Oh, that's Johnny Stone. Owns the Whitehead stable.
Whoever he is, he's busting his neck trying to get through the crowd to see you.
He's a pretty nice guy, Mike. Let's see what he wants.
He's probably got a tip for you.
Well, if he has, it's a square one. Johnny Stone is a square shooter. Hello, Johnny. What's on your mind?
Where can I talk to you for a minute, Sergeant?
I don't know, Johnny. Anything important?
It's about the big race. I'd like to see you right away.
Oh, all right. Supposing we beat it over to your stable, Johnny. Oh, this is Sergeant O'Shea.
Glad to know you. Let's duck through here, Sergeant.
Lead the way. What's on your mind?
I'd rather not talk until we get out of this crowd.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, something has me worried, Flynn. Worried to death, and I don't know what to do.
Something concerning the track?
Yeah. Here, I think the door's unlocked. Okay. Come in, Sergeant O'Shea.
Thanks. All right, Johnny. What's got you up in the air? Spill it.
Wait until I pull down the shade.
You act like somebody was out gunning for you.
They are. Or that is, they will be if High Flight wins the handicap.
What do you mean?
I'm in a jam, Flynn. A bad one. My horse is set to go. She looks like a winner to me, and then these torpedo men come in with instructions that she's not to win.
Who?
Rick Randall and Tony Madero.
Oh, so you've got those two hot shots on your trail, huh?
Yes, and they mean business, Sergeant. I know them. They wouldn't hesitate to kill me if I crossed them up.
Who is? Remember, Johnny, every big shot has a streak of yellow on his back when you talk back to him.
Yeah, but you don't know these two fellas. They wouldn't do the jobs themselves. They'd hire someone from out of town to do it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I've always run a square stable, and I don't like the idea of telling the jock to pull the horse. And then another thing. My horse is set to go. I bet every penny I could scrape up on this race, and I want to see my colors come through.
Well, then why don't you tell Randall and Madera to go lay an egg?
Because I'm afraid to, I guess.
Now listen, Johnny. Don't let those guys bluff you. They'll crawl back into their shell if you tell them where to head in. Go on. You think your horse is set to deliver? Have the kid ride her for all she's worth. I'll back you up.
Will you, Flynn? Just until the race is over, then I'll hire someone to look after me.
Sure we will. Won't we, Mike?
Sure thing.
I hate to come crawling this way, but I've got a wife and 2 fine kids. What I stand to win or lose wouldn't be worth the pain they'd suffer if anything happened to me.
Nothing will happen to you, Johnny. We'll see to that. How about the jockey? Think they got to him?
I don't think so. I think he'd tell me right away. Anyway, he wouldn't dare pull her. I know that horse like a book. She's set for a win today, and nothing can stop her.
Good boy. You stay here with him, Mike, and I'll saunter over and place a few bucks of Mrs. Flynn's grocery money on High Flight to win.
Sure, and there's a 5 spot for me. I guess that...
Who is it?
I don't know.
Open the door, Mike, and I'll slip back behind this curtain.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, who was expecting, sweetheart?
Come on in, Tony.
Well, what do you want, Randall?
You know what we want. How's your horse going to finish in the 7th?
Up in front.
Yeah, and you know how you'll finish. Up in front of a funeral procession. Listen, Stone, if you...
You listen to me, you cheap tinhorn gambler. That horse wins, and you're not going to stop him, savvy?
Oh, so you called in the bulls, did you, Johnny?
No, he didn't call in the bulls. We happen to be friends of Johnny's, and we're not going to see him bluffed out of this race by a couple of yellow-backed racketeers. Friskin', Mike.
Say, listen, take your hand, sir. You can't do this.
Oh, I can, huh? Just turn around and face the wall before I take a pop at you. There. Now, Friskin', Mike, and if you find a gap in either one of them, we'll call the wagon.
No gun, Sarge. You're not getting away with this, you dumb cop.
No? Now, listen, Sap. If you're smart, you'll clear out of here as fast as you came in. Both of you. We're staying with Johnny until after the race. And if anything happens to Johnny or the horse, we'll look you up. Now, get.
Boy, did you hand that guy a mouthful.
That's what he needed. Too bad I couldn't clap him in the jug. If I'd arrested him, he'd beat the rap.
Oh, hey, he starts at the big race. They're calling to the post. Come on.
Let's go out this way. I've got a box right close to the track.
Now you go with him, Mike. I've got to beat to the deadline on the mutuals if we put up any simoleons on the High Flight. I'll meet you at the box.
and I... Oh, here he is. Good luck, Sarge. Did you place a bet?
Did I? 6.5-1. Your horse better win, Johnny.
If she don't, I'll be as surprised as you are, Flynn. And it won't be because she was pulled. I sent word to Freddie to boot her home.
Oh, Freddie Tate riding the night?
Yes.
Oh, but a cinch to win. And those two mugs thought they could bluff you out of a race that's rightfully yours. I just saw him back in a box looking like somebody stepped on him.
Ah, they're lowering the tape.
What position's High Flight running in?
3. She looks like a cinch.
Boy, oh boy, look at him go. There's your neck, Johnny.
The report, Sarge.
And the jockey was shot through the head with a steel-jacketed bullet.
That's just what I thought.
Where's Johnny Stone?
I left him at home. Got a couple of men watching the place.
Good idea. They might have some crazy idea trying to get Johnny.
Yeah, I told Williams and Ryan to cover the house every minute. What do you want me down here for?
To give me a hand. I've sent two of the boys out to bring Randall and Madero into the station.
You think they did it?
And I think they had it done.
Yeah, but they were away.
If either one of them had taken aim at the track with a rifle, there'd been 100 people saw them.
Yeah. Well, how was it done? The fellow who shot him had to be fairly close to the track for accuracy. Somebody would have seen him.
Yeah, that's just what's causing me all the worry. How could some yank kill a jockey in front of 20,000 people and yet nobody see him do it?
Looks like one with a book.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can pound something out of Randall and Madero. I got a hunch, though, that those two birds will yell their heads off for a lawyer and shut up tighter than a clam. Yeah?
Listen, Jacobs are here with your men, sir.
Send them right in.
Right.
Randall and Madero are outside. I'm not going to waste any time with them. I'm coming straight to the point. You stick around and give me a hand.
Okay.
Come in. Over here, you guys, in those two chairs there.
Say, what's the idea?
What do you mean?
Now, listen. The next peep out of either one of you, and I'll knock your teeth down your throat. Who'd you hire to put the finger on Johnny Stone's jockey?
I'm not talking until I see my lawyer.
See? I had to tell you, Mike.
Yeah, there are a couple of rats. You've no right to hold us. I'll have
to... No? Shut the door, Mike. There's liable to be something going on in here that wouldn't sound nice outside. Now, you rats, who did you hire for that job? Think they talk. We'll keep them in the jug as long as we can. Meantime, we'll hope that something will break.
Where are you going now?
Down the street to the Bijou Theater. They're showing the first pictures of that race. I think maybe that seeing it again might refresh my mind on a few things.
It's a good idea.
You got everything all set, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, Captain. We're ready for those two guys. When we get them in here, we'll show you just what happened.
You seem pretty sure of yourself.
Yeah, we are. All right, Mike, bring them in.
Come on in, you. Let's sit down over there. You take that chair, Randall. You sit over here, Madero.
Say, what's all the baloney for? You haven't got a thing on us.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. Yeah? Oh, well, Mr. District Attorney, come in. You're just in time. I'll take that chair right over there for the captain.
Thanks.
Now, I'm going to show you, Mr. District Attorney, and you, Captain, how these two rats got a Chicago thug to kill Johnny Stone's jockey so High Flight wouldn't win that race.
You're full of hop.
Yeah? All right, turn the lights off, Mike.
Okay.
Now, start with the picture machine, operator. You're now seeing the pictures of Freddie Tate's last ride. At the same time, we're showing only the final stretch of the race. Now, you see the horses flying down the track. You see a partial view of the crowd, and if you look real close in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see two men with a camera. Notice that one of the men has a black hood over the camera and over his head. Now, slow it down, operator.
Say, you can't pull this. I won't
shut that guy up, Mike. Mm-hmm. Now, watch that camera closely. There. You see that little puff of white smoke? Now, watch the man come out from under the hood and turn around and face the camera. There. Stop the machine there.
Craig, Scott, Spike Adams.
Yeah. Mike and I raided his hotel room and found the trick camera. It had a rifle with a silencer on it, mounted right inside under the hood. Spike came in while we were searching the place, reached for his rod, and Mike shot him to the stomach. He died about an hour ago. But before he died, he gave us a full statement saying that he was paid $1,000 for the job.
$1,000? Who paid him?
These gentlemen right here, Randall and Madero.